Praise to you, dear mercy and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. This morning I should like to direct your attention to a phrase from the lesson which was read just a few minutes ago, which St. Peter records in the first of his letters, the first chapter, the fifth verse. You are touched by the power of God. So far, God's word. This ends in Christ Jesus. There are fences and fences, and there are walls and walls. Some are built to keep out, and others are built to keep in. Fences are built to keep out unwelcome intruders. People fence their property in order to ensure privacy. Fences are built to keep in those who must be confined. We build fences to keep people away from our place, or to keep them away from the highway where they themselves may be injured. And it's the same way with walls. The Romans built a wall across the north of Britain to keep out the marauding Scots. You can still see remnants and evidences of that wall today. And who has not heard of the notorious Berlin Wall, built to keep in the East Germans and others who must live behind the Iron Curtain? Our text tells us that we are touched by the power of God. The word which is in the original and which St. Peter wrote through his memories conjures up the picture of a wall or a fence. It's used in both senses in Scripture, to keep out and to keep in. It suggests the picture of a city wall, which serves to protect the inhabitants from hostile attacks. And it also suggests the picture of a wall or a fence that hangs in. In our text, the connotation seems to be the latter, that of a wall or a fence, which restrains and keeps Christians in. At first glance, this may not seem to be a particularly offensive picture. Is St. Peter telling us here that God is walking?